The fourth pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the Los Angeles Lakers. The third pick goes to the New York Knicks. The second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies. And that means that the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
After last night, there is nobody that can ever, ever argue that the NBA draft lottery is in any way rigged. Period. What? Flat out.
Wait, whoa, wait. Okay. I never thought it was. But how could you claim that just based on one night and one outcome that it's not rigged? Like, first of all, how are you claiming that last night, like, how do you have knowledge that last night wasn't rigged? And second, even if it wasn't rigged, how would you know that that extends to, like, every other draft that's ever happened, including the cold envelope draft?
So you're saying it's possible that they could have been doing
it? No. I'm not saying it is or isn't possible. I'm saying that your logic is flawed.
Well, let me start with the first
one. You're basically saying, like, well, you know what? I walked into the building this morning and I didn't get mugged. Therefore, nobody ever gets mugged.
Last night, Zion Williamson will end up, because he'll be the number one pick. He ends up in the worst place that you could choose in the NBA. Like, if you basically,
I don't know about that.
The worst. A city, and I love New Orleans as a city. New Orleans, not an NBA city. They should not have a team, period. The New Orleans should not have an NBA team.
Taking shots at New Orleans.
Absolutely. Like,
they've lost so much already, and Mike wants to take away basketball.
Yes, the fact that Seattle does not have an NBA team, and New Orleans does, is a disgrace. So, if you could have chosen, even if you had gone to Memphis, very good basketball city, and a city that in the NBA has had some real success over the last decade or so. Mm-hmm. New Orleans is literally the worst place that Zion Williamson could have ended up. I don't even see a close second.
It's funny because you know who had worst attendance in the Pelicans this year was the Grizzlies, as well as four other teams, including that basketball hotspot, the New Jersey Nets.
That's fine. I'm not worried about that.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's not objectively the worst place in the league, and that's like, so the Grizzlies, that awesome place for basketball because they had a cool name for their arena.
Well, they started
back when they mattered.
I'm telling you subjectively, not objectively, subjectively. Yeah. My mind, New Orleans, the worst place.
Like, you get Mike, New Orleans can be an awesome place for anything, like anything, as long as they're good. There's nothing that prevents New Orleans from being awesome for basketball other than the fact that they've had some struggles actually putting competitive teams together. What about New Orleans? Who the hell doesn't want to watch basketball in New Orleans? Why is New Orleans a bad basketball town?
Well, first of all, they have a lousy arena. Second of all, like, what's the great history of basketball in New Orleans?
A lousy arena, whatever. Is that really a big deal, Mike?
Well, I'm just saying it reflects the interest level of basketball.
Not having an historical track record somehow it bad for the MLB.
Let me flip
Oklahoma
the argument.
Oklahoma City a bad place for basketball because they never historically had a great track record?
Well, I don't know because they've only had a team and only had good teams in Oklahoma City. Well, let me flip the
Right, but I'm
let,
saying let, before let me, they ever had a good track record.
I get it.
Yeah.
Let me flip the argument. If New Orleans is a good basketball city, then literally every city in the country is a good basketball city.
Well,
okay?
No.
Literally.
Because New Orleans is, like what I said, is New Orleans can be good for anything because people like to party there.
Seth, they have like one guy who covers the Pelicans regularly.
They have,
that'll change.
Mike, they don't have a newspaper there. Their newspaper publishes twice a week. Of course they only have one guy covering the Pelicans. Then you might as well say they're bad for football because I bet they've got like a college kid covering their football team. Man, so this is what you need to know about New Orleans, too, though. You're basing it on last year, and now they've got a new GM, they've got a new coach. And as far as your argument that it couldn't possibly be fixed, that maybe somehow the NBA isn't going to try to make up for when they stole, when they botched the Pelicans' best laid plans, this was Alvin Gentry yesterday. I flew into Chicago this morning, and for some reason, Griffin, the GM, convinced me we were going to win. I was like, and he was like, no, we're going to win. Why would Griffin have any reason to believe that with their, 10% chance of winning, why would he be so confident they were going to win? Fixed. It was fixed. It's cold envelope.
It's because Seth, he had that good luck charm, which he had brought. It was a wooden, I believe, religious figure.
Yeah.
That he, a figurine that he had on his chest. That's why they won. It was luck.
It's like God wants him. God wants the Pelicans to be a good basketball city.
David Griffin seems like a really good GM, but he also seems like one of those weirdos, slight weirdos.
You're just better.
No, I'm not better.
This anti the South take that you have.
The South.
This is my favorite.
Memphis, New Orleans. I just said Memphis is a really good basketball city. The South. There's nothing to do with
this. This is big time. Oh, no. What are we ultimately going to get to, Mike? What are we ultimately going to get to here? What are we ultimately going to get to as to why you're mad about New Orleans, who actually had the balls to not bend over for the Los Angeles Lakers? They deserve this.
Right.
They deserve this. They humiliated the Lakers. They strung Anthony Davis out like a woman. You know what the Pelicans did?
It was like the old trick where the woman stands out by the side of the road showing some leg to get somebody to pull over. And then as soon as the guy, the poor schmuck that pulls over to pick her up, out from the bushes comes her boyfriend and he bashes them over the head. That's what they did to Magic Johnson.
So to recap.
Think about Anthony Davis with his brow and a dress hiking up his leg to try to get Magic Johnson.
That's disgusting.
Bam, right in the noggin.
Wait a second, Seth. What is the point of this couple? What are they trying to accomplish?
So they're robbing the guy.
Oh, they're robbers. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Like, this has been a scenario. It's like a cliche scenario.
Okay.
Yeah, it's happened a bunch of times.
I thought that they just got off on like bashing the person and then like running off like, oh, hee hee hee.
We're discussing the NBA draft lottery on a Wednesday. The Pelicans get the number one pick. And I really believe it's bad for the league that Zion did not end up in New York, Atlanta, Los Angeles.
Why? Dude. Why do the New York Knicks, who are one of the most poorly run organizations in sports, why do they deserve Zion Williamson? Why should he be there? Basketball has been just fine with the New York Knicks stinking and being the cute little laughing stock that they are.
Because it's been too long.
Good.
They need some help.
Hasn't been long enough. They stink and they deserve
it. What they need to do is, next year, the way they need to rig it is that the Knicks will get the number one pick if James Dolan relinquishes control of the team. Like, he has to do a little tit for tat.
I like that.
Just like whatever the NFL owners did with Trump to get him back to back off. You gotta make some backroom deal to try to make it worth sending the number one guy. This is my favorite part of last night was, New York loves to somehow hold themselves up like they're the intellectual capital of the universe. And look, there are a lot of like cutting edge things in New York City. But the funniest thing is that like all 10 million people there somehow think they're smarter. The New York Knicks fan base somehow not comprehending that just because you have the best odds still makes it very unlikely that you're going to actually win the lottery.
Like, 14%,
like,
not
hey,
very good.
Us and two other teams have a 14% chance. It's pretty much destiny that we're going to get the spot. Like, no, that's not the way mathematics and probability works.
Well,
you only had a 14% chance of getting it. And then they act like it was a huge upset and that somehow the Knicks themselves are responsible for not actually getting it.
It wasn't that, though. I think people understood the 14% because the NBA changed the odds of winning the lottery. It was more that the Knicks ended up at 3 and the Pelicans, who nobody was really talking about, ended up at number 1. So you combine the last 20 years with the Pelicans getting it. And again, like, the Knicks are poorly run. The Pelicans have done nothing other than the last time they won the draft lottery, which was when they got Anthony Davis.
It's not like they've
really done much.
Everything you just said right there just backs up my point that they don't understand the difference between like 14% and 10%. Still, it's not like it was a huge underdog compared to a sweeping favorite. Like, the Knicks were still unlikely to get it compared to the rest of the field.
And
the Pelicans, so the Pelicans get it. Where it really hurt, though, was because there were all these rumors that somehow the Knicks would have traded that pick or Zion Williamson for Anthony Davis.
Which was ridiculous.
Now the awful irony for Knicks fans is that the Pelicans are going to have both those guys without having to do a thing. I like the way they did it. I like the way they kind of evened out the stakes and made it more likely for just any of these lottery teams to get the number one overall pick.
I still wonder if it really changes anything. These teams are still going to try to lose.
They're still going to try to lose. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It just makes too much sense for them to do it. Even if these teams, if you go year by year, may not end up with the number one pick.
So
overall, the draft picks are just so valuable.
What are the odds now on Anthony Davis just being fine and staying in New Orleans? New GM, new coach, new obviously number one overall pick.
I think that's one of the other benefits of this. I think there's a lot of uncertainty now in the offseason about what happens next with the Pelicans, because I don't think Zion Williamson and Anthony Davis are exactly compatible playing with one another. I'm not 100% sure that works. Like, I feel like with Zion Williamson, you sort of have to build it around him. So do the Pelicans decide, hey, we're going to trade Anthony Davis and get a huge haul of young players to build around Zion Williamson? We'll see. I'm really intrigued by that part of it, too. I think it throws a lot of uncertainty into the air.
Right, yeah. Mike, what if the Pelicans also land Kevin Durant?
Oh, God.
Then will New Orleans be like...
I'll just give him credit.
And as one of our listeners points out, you're ignoring Pistol Pete and acting like Pistol Pete never played New Orleans
Jazz,
either.
Bro.
Like, do you even care or respect NBA history?
I guess. Yeah. Pistol Pete. Headline.